USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said Wednesday night that immigrants will now be bused from the Lone Star State to Chicago, Illinois, in his latest efforts to alleviate the financial strain from President Biden's open border policy. As the Department of Justice and President Trump continue to trade legal jabs, the FBI released a photograph of papers they say a former president should not have. Trump's lawyers claim the photograph of papers strewn about the floor was staged for effect. Trump attorney Alina Haba.
I have been down there. I'm down there frequently. I have never seen that. I have never, ever seen that. That is not the way his office looks. They literally must have gone in and taken out documents they wanted, or cover letters as it is, and put it about so that the public believes that this is top secret documents that were on his floor.
A neutral special master to look to see if what the FBI did was legal will be decided today by a Florida judge. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Voters in Michigan may not be able to vote on an initiative seeking to overturn abortion restrictions. The state elections board failed to reach the necessary three-vote threshold for the November ballot. The elections board split 2-2. Many political experts believe Pennsylvania will decide who controls the Senate for the remainder of President Biden's first term.
In a race that may decide who controls the balance of power in the Senate, Pennsylvania voters are heading to the polls this November to choose either Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman or Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz to replace retiring Senator Pat Toomey. Dr. Oz declares Fetterman a radical progressive.
I'm of the opinion that he's hiding his radical views because he is the furthest far left radical candidate on any competitive Senate race this cycle, and he doesn't want those views to be exposed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Fetterman, who's recovering from a stroke, says he won't debate Dr. Oz. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory is reporting the MOXIE experiment on Mars is successfully making oxygen on the red planet. Day and night and across seasons, the instrument reliably generates breathable oxygen from the red planet's thin atmosphere. Nearly 100 million miles from Earth, an instrument the size of a lunchbox is proving it can reliably do the work of a small tree. As President Trump's lawyers claim the top-secret papers photographed and released by the Department of Justice in his Florida home were staged and set up in a way to promote their bias, Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky on Newsmax overnight, says the cover-up by the FBI to justify the raid will not end well.
This isn't appropriate. We're supposed to have oversight over the National Archives. No government bureaucracy should have the authority to be able to send in an FBI team to raid anyone, especially the former president of the United States, without just cause. And from what I've seen, they haven't provided that. This has been nothing but a PR disaster for the FBI. The FBI, every time they try to do something to combat the public opinion, then it just gets worse for them. You know, the American people are losing confidence in the FBI faster than the Democrats can print money in Washington. And they've got a problem and they realize it. And I can tell you it's not going to end well for the FBI.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.